The week-long festival marks the coming of spring, the beginning of the local fishing season, and Norway's Constitution Day. It started on a sweet note with local bakers gathering at the Sons of Norway Hall to demonstrate how they make traditional Norwegian treats. Samantha Wikan-Williams is cutting and frying dough to make fatimen, a type of cookie flavored with cardamom.
Kind of looks like a bow tie.
Ew,
yeah,
awesome.
This is the cutter. So there's a special cutter that you roll it out and then you cut it and you tuck one side inside of a little hole and it makes it kind of look like a little pointed bow tie.
Out in the streets, things are a little more chaotic and messy. Festival goers line up on Main Street to compete in the annual herring toss. It's like an egg toss, only participants are throwing dead fish at each other.
Make sure you give the herring a little kiss, just for good luck. Any of the spectators on the back side of our participants need to stand back, because we will be taking one big step back for each throw.
Joel Simcoe is from Cave Creek, Arizona. He says he's in awe of how happy everybody is to be here.
This is so fun! It's a lot to take in, but there is not a single person that is not walking down the street that does not have a smile on their face. And that's so neat. Everybody's having a ball. Everybody's just happy to be here. And even the little kids walking down the street, completely unsupervised, are having a blast.
There are a lot of unsupervised children running around. Some are licking melted Jolly Ranchers out of real clam shells, or Jolly Clams. And many of the older kids are decked out in braids and bunader, a festive costume based on old Norwegian folk outfits. Brandy Tines leads a line of Petersburg's Lycoring dancers through the streets. Dancing is a childhood staple in Petersburg. Alaska Senator Bert Stedman and Petersburg's mayor, Mark Jensen, grew up here together. They recall a time when they had to put on the little blue knickers.
Dance down the street with the girls when we're little, like the young guys do now. We thought it was torture. The mayor was right with me being tortured.
Oh, hard to say how our parents had us dressed up. You know, who knows what we were wearing.
Remember we had the blue, some kind of blue uniforms. Yeah.
Same thing as today, basically.
Yeah. Do you still remember how to dance?
No, I
think you're lying to me.
Marcus Jan is here from Germany and came in on the MS Roald Amundsen, a new hybrid cruise ship from Norway.
You see a lot of people, see your culture here, and see your heritage. Yes, these amazing costumes, these Viking costumes. I didn't know that there were Vikings here in Petersburg.
The Vikings and Valkyries are the most easily recognizable locals. They carry swords and axes and horn goblets, and they're known for riding around in a party bus, which drives revelers around town, blasting club music into the night. The leader of the group will only identify himself by his Viking name, the Harbor Barbarian. Try saying that 5 times fast. He has a snow-white mountain goat pelt draped over his shoulders, and he says it took him a while to put the ensemble together.
I killed this over at Horns Cliff.
No kidding.
I did. I shot my wolf out the road, and my deer was taken on Prince of Wales.
But the Vikings aren't just here to party and look cool. They treat the group like kind of a seasonal civic organization. They hold a free dinner for the town, which this year is an actual boatload of cooked shrimp and crab. The scary men and women in furs and face paint also join in the traditional dances and let the kids beat them up with pool noodles in a series of festival games.
And my favorite part is actually interacting with the kids, being downtown, and just kind of being ambassadors. You know, we want to make sure that we show a good face for the town. And there's a lot of folks in town that are here just for a day. Then we want them to feel special.
For many festival goers, Little Norway marks a triumphant exit from the bitter winter season. But for others, it's about celebrating a unique way of life. Adrian Schwartz returned home from Juneau for the event. She says the tradition means everything to her.
Oh, it means pretty much everything. I mean, growing up in Petersburg, learning to Norwegian dance and do all of those things, the baking and the being involved in commercial fishing and hunting. And just a lot of it's important to me because it's a different way of life. So we kind of grow up here knowing how to take care of ourselves.
The Little Norway Festival is held in Petersburg the third weekend of every May, coinciding with May 17th, which is Norway's Constitution Day. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.